This is Nancy Tyner. Today's date is November 28, 1972. The time is 6 p.m. Tonight, along with my husband, we will be interviewing J.W. Ippel. Topics to be discussed with him will include Saginaw businesses, why the West Side never really developed, and why did the trade move to the downtown area of today.
Know all about Saginaw that started.
Yeah.
Well, Saginaw started on the west side. That was the original Saginaw. It was founded along the Saginaw River, and the site of the Fortney Hotel now, there was erected a fort at that time, which was for the protection of all the people that were settling here. And they consisted of stores and a lot of saloons, because this was the headquarters for the lumbermen as they came in from the woods every week or so.
Yeah.
And it was known as the City of Saginaw. And a group of influential men got quarreling amongst themselves, which later they, few of them, they said, well, we'll go across the river on the east side of the bank in the swamp and start a town, and which will grow to be bigger than the west side. So they did just that, too. And that was called East Saginaw, where the west side was called City of Saginaw. And they remained as two cities for quite a while, and I think it was probably in the early 1890s. I don't know for sure what date it was, but then they consolidated the two cities, all except the school board. The school boards were run separate until about 1920, and then they consolidated the school boards. And the names of the streets originally, Michigan Avenue was originally Washington Avenue, and what is now Hamilton Street was Jefferson. But when they moved to the part of the town was moved to the east side, they renamed most all the streets. So really the west side is the pioneer part of Saginaw City.
Was the all of the east side swamp, was that all swamp?
That was all the swamp.
Did they fill it in?
They had their sawmills. It was a lot of sawdust, and they filled it in really. But anyone remembers when the Second National Bank went up on the corner of Washington and Genesee, they had to go down tremendous ways to, for their footings to get their proper foundation in. It was a lot more than what they figured on originally. They had to go quite deep to get a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Morley Brothers has been here for quite a while, right?
Oh yeah.
Did they have anything to do with the original founding of anything, or were they here after?
They were original founders of the East Side, which was then East Saginaw. I don't think so. Maybe they did. I wouldn't say for sure. Mm. But the names of the people that left the west side and went to the east side, I wouldn't know.
Mm. Okay.
But there was a man interested in the west side by the name of Dexter that left the grounds, which is now the county courthouse, and the north side of Court Street, which belongs to the county, where the jail stood at that time. He donated that land to the county for their courthouse, and the front part of each parcel of land there was to remain as a what they call a commons. That's why you never see it. We'll see anything built in front of the courthouse or in front of the north side of Court Street there, which
where that little park is there.
Where that little park is.
That was kind of sad, though, didn't you think, when they rebuilt the courthouse?
In a way. In a way, but...
That was pretty old.
It's the same thing as in the American people. They have to tear down and modernize everything. Where over in Europe, they leave them stand, and people go for thousands of miles to see them.
My dad, I've heard him mention
Jake Seligman, yeah. He was one of the staunch men on the east side.
Yeah. He was supposed to be pretty wild, wasn't he?
I guess he was, yeah.
Was he a little fella?
He was a little fella, yeah. And they had a statue of him on the corner, a Flatiron corner of, that would be Genesee and Jefferson and...
the triangle?
The triangle, yeah.
By Feature?
Where the fountain is there now. There was a triangle building, and they had a statue of him on top of the building for a long time. I don't know where that statue has gone to. Maybe the Historical Society has.
Who is Ivan?
Jake Seligman.
Who is he?
He was one of the old timers. I don't know what he did either.
He was in, I think he was in dry goods or lumber.
There was a drugstore underneath him.
At one Shot's drugstore at one time, yeah. And I think there's probably different businesses when you go way back. Was your grandfather telling you this, or your father?
My father.
He might get mixed up with Jake Bauman, who was on the corner where we are now.
Yeah.
He was in the dry goods business and that business, and he was the one my father worked for until 1891, and then my father went in business for himself.
Yeah.
And but he worked for a man by the name of Jake Bauman, who was what this Seligman did. It's a little beyond me.
Did your father buy the business from Bauman?
No, he went in business for himself across the road for a year. Then after a year, he moved across the road where Dahl's Shoe Store and Luxton's Card Shop. That was a double store, and he had the three floors. The Pioneer Club is now located on the floors above it. He was in there until 1905. And then the people that had bought out Bauman, their name was Porteous and Mitchell, they sold out to E.Y. Hogel. And in 1905, they went bankrupt. My father bought the bankrupt stock and moved up on the corner in 1905. We've been there ever since.
That's quite a long time.
Yeah, that dates back. He went in business for himself in 1891. It'd be 81 years ago.
That's all right.
So I've been brought right up in the dry goods business.
Are you still active in the business?
No, I had two brothers along with myself that were there, and we all three retired about, that'll be 3 years next May. Two years left. But my brother's son-in-law is running it now, and he had been with us 20 years, so he knows. That's why he has another young fella with him that is a good, able fella. And they're getting along real well.
What's the, the Fordney is right down there in that same, east side of the block. The building that you're in, has that been there a lot much longer than since your dad took it over?
That building is getting to be about 100 years old. That Merrill building. It's the Merrill building. Now what was put up first, where the Fordney is, where the Fordney was built as a hotel, which was a tailor house. And they were operating in these lumbering days, and when the lumbermen would come in, they apparently went broke or bankrupt, and they turned it over into a retail clothing store. Then back possibly in the 110, round in through there, the West Side businessmen got together and formed a company to open it up as a hotel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they got Mr. Fortney quite interested in it, and they called it the Fortney Hotel. And he got a manager from, see, he was a congressman in right. Washington, and he knew a good hotel man in Washington who brought him here. His name was Brown, S.T. Brown. They used to call him Silver Tongue Brown because he talked so much. And they didn't do it. Weren't too successful as financially in running the hotel, and they finally turned it all over to Mr. Fortney, and he in turn sold it to a fella by the name of Gilbert. He was the money man, but he had a fella by the name of Bauer that ran it for him. That was Chan Bauer. Later, they sold it to the Roberts interest, who are running it now.
Right.
So that, but I don't know which building went up first, the Merrill Building or the Taylor House Hotel down there. But yeah. That is the center of the original Saginaw.
Do you happen to know what, you know, where Sam Carter is now, Carter Shop?
Yeah.
What, do you know what that was originally?
No, I don't.
Because that building must have been there.
That's an old building.
Is that the one Brenner was in?
Jerome Brenner had a clothing store at one time, but there were stores in there before that.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, originally there was a bank.
In that corner?
Yeah, in that corner. Originally there was a bank. But I forget what bank it was.
Yeah, a building that interests me is the one that Mrs. Benjamin has, that they put the stable in there. That's
yeah.
Nice looking.
Well, you see, that was a funeral home, funeral parlor originally, and of course they had to have stables with their funeral parlor, the same as Case's, that when they first were in business, they had all horses with horses and carriages, and all the first was horses.
Yeah.
And the same way there, that was Benjamin's funeral parlor.
I didn't know, I thought it was a livery stable.
Well, they had the livery stable in connection with it.
Uh-huh.
So each fellow had to have their own horses and their hearses and things like that. Yeah, that originally was it. It was a very well-known one, very popular one, too. Mm-hmm.
Is she a descendant?
She is the wife of a son of the original Benjamin and Lynn. Charlie Benjamin was the original one, and his son is Mills Benjamin, and this Mrs. Benjamin is his wife, Mills Benjamin's wife.
I don't want to sound like a formal thing here, but I was just wondering, I read there was a fellow by the name of Wright who was big in lumber. Did you know of him or know him?
I knew of him, but not personally, no. I was too young.
He was pretty old when you were there.
Oh, yeah. He was.
Apparently.
A.W. Wright, they had A.W. Wright sawmill. They were in the lumber business.
He was supposed to be pretty influential.
Yes, he was. He was a well-to-do man. Yeah. And, of course, there were several sawmills along the Saginaw River. There was a tremendous lot of sawmills, both east and west side.
Well, Bliss and
Lenarkin was a big mill.
That's from the old days, isn't it? I mean,
that was one of the Bliss. Old mills. And,
I
don't know that much about sawmills. Well, let's see
what
else
they would. How did the bridges that you used? What were the bridges? How'd you get back and forth?
Well, they put bridges across. There was a streetcar bridge what's the one near the city hall there?
Bristol.
Oh, it was a Bristol bridge then. Now it's called the Remington Bridge. There was a bridge there which carried the streetcars back and forth, and they also went across the Genesee Street Bridge. See, there's two...
Wasn't there one there on Mackinac? Where,
That was not for streetcars. Oh. It was... there's the bridge at Mackinac.
I don't remember it. It must have been torn down when I was really young or something.
It probably was.
Oh, I don't think that's been down too long.
No, but you're probably in the 20s, high 20s.
Early 20s.
Early 20s, excuse me.
The Bancroft, I was reading in, what was that book we got? Something about the history of Saigon. And it really made the Bancroft Hotel sound just fabulous. Like the chefs were from France, from Paris, and it sounded as if Saigon really was the booming place. Because they said people came all the way from Green Bay, Wisconsin, just to come to Saigon because of all the bars.
Well, they
funny
the hotel, the Bancroft Hotel, became famous all over the country by its hash. They served hash. It was called Bancroft House Hash.
Oh, really?
And that became, it was so good, it became known all over the country. People came to Saigon just to get the Bancroft House Hash.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I remember, of course, this was only a few years ago, and they used to have, it must have been 12 or 15 years ago when they had the smorgasbord. That was a good one, of course.
Yeah.
That wasn't too long ago. But, when I was real young, they had the cigar store there too.
Mark's.
The cigar store. Were there any other cigars?
And they had, there was a drugstore on the corner where Miller Brothers just moved out of shelter. There was a drugstore in there.
Were there any other tobacco stores in Saigon besides?
Well, there used to be a lot of cigar factory. You know, there was a lot of cigar stores too, and there was a cigar store right where Paul's Men store is now. There's a cigar store in there, and that's called Sharp Cigar Store. Later, Razor Cigar Store. As it changes hands, but there were a lot of cigar stores. There was cigars made by the Murch Brothers, Wolverine Cigar Company, Schultz, and Pullman.
Aaron's
was the Wolverine Cigar Company, and there was a lot of cigars. Cigars were made all by hand then.
When you were young, did you ever go out to Frankenmuth with your family? You know.
Well, we went out there mostly when we were older, because they weren't known so much for their meals. When we were young, that we heard too much about, did we?
No.
Are you from Saigon?
Yes.
Yes, you're from Saigon too.
What's your maiden name?
Kramer.
I don't know of it.
I live down Granger and Lyon Street. We live there.
Nice homes in that area.
In fact, I was born in that house and didn't move until we moved over here.
We've been
I lived there quite a few years.
There are a lot of big homes there. Nice homes in that area.
Houses on
Washington?
Across from the Parkway Estate.
Washington.
Those must have been
the
lumbermen? Yeah, the Grove.
Yeah, they were.
The lumbermen? Is that the.
Yeah, not only lumbermen. There were more lumbermen had their homes on the west side.
Rust and Ayers.
Ayers and Wildstone. Benton Hatchet. Those were all about the lumbermen. In the Grove over there, they were wealthy people, but not particularly all lumbermen. I remember as Dr. Linton lived over there.
So they named the lake after Lake Linton?
That's right. Lake Linton was named after the doctor that lived over there.
I heard that one of the houses that was taken over by the city recently, I believe that there was the heiress moved to Detroit, and from what I heard is they took all the moldings, all the original wooden moldings out of the house, and paneling, anything that was good, and she had a new house built, and she tried to reconstruct some of the rooms with the original moldings.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently it was pretty valuable because it was so unique, the big, yeah, wide oak, yeah, molding, you know.
When you were young, where did you go to school?
At Dunmore and Arthur Hill.
Arthur Hill was where the welfare building is up, across from the John Moore School there and the Harrison and Court. That's where the Arthur Hill High School stood. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really something. Where did you go to school?
I went to school at the elementary school that I went to was the Hill School, which is now torn down, and then I went to John Moore School and Arthur Hill High School, and Arthur Hill was on Court and Harrison. Graduated there in 1913,
wow.
Almost 60 years ago.
Wow, yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah.
Did the, I'm sort of interested in old cars, and I was wondering how, you always hear about people, how hard for people to take the change from the horse and carriage, you know, to Model T's, and did a lot of people resist that, or did they? Of course, it must have been just at a time when you were young, but.
Well, when I was young, there weren't too many cars around. The most notable one was A.T. Farrell had a car. He was a wealthy man, and he was quite a fast and reckless driver at that time, and I think when he got up to 45 miles an hour, people thought he was running up the country. I know at one time there was a salesman who came in the store, and he said he had quite an experience the night before. He went to some club, and he met a man by the name of Farrell, and he wanted him to ride to Bay City with him. So they took a trip to Bay City, and when he got to Bay City, he got out and he wouldn't go back to Saginaw with him. He said he'd go back some other way, because I suppose he got up to 45 miles an hour. So that was too fast for him.
Well, that must have not been too good roads for.
No, the roads weren't what they are today.
Yeah.
And the cars weren't.
Long,
well, they had plank, what they called plank
roads.
And Michigan Avenue was originally cedar blocks, these round cedar blocks that they was paved with the cedar blocks.
Enough wood around, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
A.T. Farrell was from the grain. They
that's right.
Grain machines, right?
That's right.
That's Cindy Fry's. That'd be her either grandfather or great-grandfather.
Mrs.
Mrs. Fry, and it must have been her.
A.T. Farrell's daughter married. He only had one daughter, and she married Raynard Judd.
Oh.
Now the Judd children, one of them married Draper.
Oh, yeah, Molly.
Molly Judd.
And Martha.
Molly Judd, didn't she marry Draper?
No, she divorced him and married Smith, a California Smith.
Yeah, I don't know where the name Fry comes in.
She married Reed Draper, right?
I don't know which Draper.
He's the wild one.
Yeah, and then now she's married to Smith.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fry, we have a friend whose mother, a girl at our age, her mother was related to the Farrell. They lived on the corner across from the A.T. Farrell on Michigan near the Cardinal.
That's the Farrell.
Right.
Yeah.
They lived across the street in that house with the big brick wall around it. Now, I don't know how they fit in, but somehow they're related. Because Mr. Fry, who is in his middle, he's a middle-aged man, is but at A.T. Farrell.
Well, Benton Hanchett lived in, you mean the,
do you know Dr. Gilmore's office?
No, then that's another one. Let's see. What would that be on the
same side as the museum.
Same side as the museum, but it's on the corner.
Yeah, it'd be on the corner of Michigan and Remington. There's two houses in that, only that one block. Two houses.
Oh, that house. Yeah, that was built by
Philippi.
That was built by Philippi, a man that owned the Merrill Building at one time.
That's a real house.
Yeah, it's been up a long time. It was a nice house, well built, but later another family lived there. But I don't know where the Fries come in.
The Fries, have they a cottage at Point Lookout?
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
There are Fries there. I wonder.
I can't remember the maiden name. I just know her name is Cynthia Francis something.
One of the Cardinal Finances, that was their home.
I know that Draper's had something to do with that.
Well, Draper bought it, but Draper owns the Cardinal Finances. It's owned by Draper.
I know that he's not Reed. I think he bought an insurance company, my dad mentioned to me. Not an agency, but a company.
It could be.
Takes a little bit of money to do that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Cardinal Finance, that was Draper's.
Well, Draper's, they've been here a long time in the Saginaw area.
Yeah.
And, the Garbers, they've been here for quite a while.
They're an old family. Draper's are an old family.
I don't hear too much about Eric Weineke.
He came from Detroit, and he came in about 1921 or 22. He started the Ford Agency. I think he was with Ford in Detroit or had an agency there, and he came up to Saginaw. It was then the Hammond Weineke Company, two men, Weineke and Feldman and Hammond. They started it, and they weren't in business too long before Eric Weineke bought them out. Mm-hmm. And they called it just E.F. Weineke. But that was about 1921 when he came. Yeah. Because I remember he was only here a short time when we formed the Fortney Club, which we formed in 1923.
Did you have part of it?
Oh, yeah, I was a charter member of the Fortney Club. Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of the club?
The Fortney Club was back in the around the war years, around 1918 to 1919, they had on the east side what they called the Board of Trade, which is the Board of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce now. We had a West Side Business Association. They were both very active. The West Side Business Association, through endorsing a note at the bank, bought the property for the Malleable Iron. There's an independent Malleable Iron company wanted to locate in Saginaw. The West Side Business Association bought all that land up there where the Malleable Iron is and donated it to this Malleable Iron to come to Saginaw. And General Motors was a big customer of the Malleable Iron, and in a few years General Motors bought it from this independent Malleable Iron. Well, to get back to the commerce, to join as one,